Welcome to the Bridge Podcast, a digital worship service. We know that walking with the Lord isn't easy, and we hope this show is a way to come alongside you and offer a little extra weekly encouragement. Most of the content for the show was originally created for our BridgeBox subscription service. For more information, go to missionusa.com/BridgeBox.
Time. goodness. All right, easy. With all that yelling. My goodness. Now, you ever walk by one of those signs that say, keep feet off of the grass?
Yeah.
You know what my first thought is? I want to walk on that grass real bad all of a sudden. I didn't care a minute ago, but there's something about somebody saying I can't where I think, must be pretty awesome. I'm going to get up on that grass. I don't care what they say. I can walk anywhere I want. Tell me I can't walk on grass. I don't know what it is about me that is like that. I don't understand that about myself. But if you're like that, I think you and I could see eye to eye anyway. So I'll tell you what the Bible says about all this. I'm not going to tell you about what I do with all of it, because that would be a short story about me making lots and lots of dumb decisions. So let's look at what Jesus called them together. This is his disciples there. He says, you know that the rulers of the non-believers lord it over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them. Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be the first must be your slave. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. He's talking about himself. He says, I did not come to be served, but I came to serve and give my life. So, if you want authority in my thing, what you have to do is serve. And everybody read that and said, well, we're not going to do that. We're going to set up a system where we go and get an educational thing and get certified and ordained and, you know, verified. And then we're going to, and I'm going to build a, and I'm going to have a throne up front, and everybody's going to look at me. I'm going to be in authority. I'm going to be in charge. And this is what we've been doing ever since. But the Bible says if you want to be a leader, you have to start by being a servant. And I don't know about you, but I think a lot of people, when we say you need to look to being a servant, I think they hear that and they hear that as a curse. Servant. Curse. They hear that as a put down. That's all you are. You're a servant. I'm up here. You're down here. You're the servant. You're down here. Maybe they hear in their head all the things they did wrong. See? That's coming back to them. You're not up here with us. You're down here. You're a servant. You're not better for whatever, all the things you did. You're a servant. They hear that. They hear that. And what they think when they hear that word servant is they think that's a curse that they brought on themselves for all the things they did wrong. I'm going to tell you what the curse is. Y'all ready? The curse is the pride that we use to overcompensate for all those mistakes we made in our past. Pride is the curse. The servanthood is when we finally let go of that image of ourselves. When we say, I don't care whether you're in charge or I'm in charge. I don't care if I'm the one on the mic or I'm the one cooking the food or I'm the one carrying the equipment. As long as I'm in God's house and I'm with God's people and everybody's happy, what difference does it make? Once we can finally let go of all that, the curse is finally broken. Pride is what keeps us always having to have somebody make us feel good, having somebody validate us, having somebody tell us whatever. Pride is a curse because there's always somebody who knows that that's your weakness and will build you up in that so they can get something out of you. Oh, you're amazing. Have you ever heard this one? You're just a natural born thug. You were the most talented thug we have on this block. We are so blessed that you share your gifts with us. Here's some money. Here's a title. Here's the dope spot. Here's all these things. And you think, wow, someone finally recognizes my amazing qualities. I've been waiting for this moment my whole life. And you don't realize that's the setup. That's the whole trick of this whole thing. Because people see that weakness in us, that somebody has a pride issue. Pride is the curse. Pride's that thing where somebody else can come along and lead us off. How many things have gone wrong in your life because of pride? Think about it. If we could take all the pride out of your chest and just make that into a human being, what would you want to do to that human being? Say, that's the guy that got me locked up all those times and busted up all those relationships and all. You'd have your hands around that dude's throat. And rightly so. I think you ought to take your pride for a long walk in the woods and just choke it out. I really do. Because it is dragging you down. It is hurting you. This is a thing that's messing with us. We can't put it on everybody else to say tippy-toe around my pride. Tell me what to do, but say it like, you know, don't say it like you're in charge and I got to do what you say, you know. We can't live life that way. We can't ask everyone around us to pretend like, you know, that they're not really in charge and all that. That's weakness. That pride causes us to be weak that way. We left all that behind. We're sick and tired of all that nonsense. This is a new day for us in this room. Here's the thing. I think people envy authority. You know, they envy it. They see somebody be in charge. I ought to be in charge and say, what does he know anyway? I could do that. I like to get paid and be in charge and sit in the office, put my feet up on the desk, and just tell everybody what to do. And don't you notice, just about every job you've been on, everybody talks bad about the boss. You ever notice that? This guy's an idiot, a fool. I don't know anything. Yet they're dying to be that idiot everyone's talking terrible about for some reason. That doesn't make sense to me. You know, that's when I became, because I'm the same way. I complain about every boss I ever had. Then I started my own ministry a few years ago, and that's what you're sitting in now. When I started, the first thing, on the first day of me having my own ministry where I'm in charge, I said, I'm that jerk everyone's going to complain about from now on. I can't complain about anybody else because I'm him. And that was a dark day in my life. Can I get somebody else to be in charge? I mean, this is terrible. I wanted this for so long, now that I have it, I don't think I'm going to enjoy it. Everybody rides under somebody. Get used to the thought, because that's the facts. Everybody rides under somebody else. Now, when I don't know if y'all saw this on the TV, that when Barack Obama was elected president, the first time he was elected president, he was being interviewed, and the interviewer said, well, now you've got two young daughters and your wife, and you're going to move them into the White House. Are you going to move your mother-in-law in so she can help take care of the kids? And he says, well, we haven't determined that. And the guy asking the question said, well, it just makes sense that the grandmother being there, and you can move her in and have her stay in this bedroom, and then they would whatever. And Brock got this look on his face, and he said, I'm not telling my mother-in-law what to do, you understand? And the guy was like, oh, well, but no, just because, you know, that would be better for whatever. And he got, I don't know if you ever get sort of the buggity eyes when you're trying to get somebody to get off of, hey, I don't, you treat, now you're getting me in trouble. My wife is going to be on because I bragged on the TV I can make my mother-in-law live wherever I want. The man's the leader of the free world. He's not going to tell a black woman on the south side of Chicago where she's going to go and what she's going to do. He's smart enough to understand that that's how that goes. Everybody rides under somebody, okay? He could drop bombs on another country. He's not telling that woman where she's got to sleep, because that's not how it works. You understand what I'm trying to tell you? You want to order people around, you ain't president of anything, okay? Neither am I. We have to live in a world where we don't call all the shots, and we're not, the big boss man and big authority, all of that kind of stuff. We have to learn how to work with one another and encourage one another. And what we have to learn to do is be responsible with the little things. that we have now in our life. You don't have much, maybe, and I understand that. And I know you want more in your life, and I think that's fine. I don't think there's any problems with that. But the Bible says that we have to be responsible with what we've got in order to show how God can bless us. Here's what that verse says here. If you look at the next slide. Whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much. And whoever is dishonest with very little will also be dishonest with much. So this is meant to be an encouragement to you that you may be saying to yourself, and I think some of you are, I don't have anything to be responsible with, hardly. I don't have anything to do right with yet. But God is saying, I see what you're doing now. I see the choices that you're making now, and you are earning your way into something better, and you're showing that you can handle bigger blessings, and I'm seeing that, and I'm letting that grow and develop in you. And I want you to take this verse as a confirmation of that and an encouragement of that. That God sees where you're at. And I want to close on this point. We see where you're at. For some of you that, you're just at the beginning of this journey of trying to get things back together. That's fine. We respect that. We are able to look at the attitude and the demeanor that you come in this place with. When we talk to you, when we look you in the eye, we find out where your heart is at. We recognize you're being faithful with a little, and that God's going to bless you with a lot more. That's why we're trying to tell you these things, to build it into you. So when you get that blessing, you'll be ready for it. You'll be equipped for it. Because we expect that to happen in your life. But it's super important that you understand, when you're here at the bridge, when you walk in that door, it's a blank slate. Whatever happened before today, that's the past. I don't need to know about any of that. I don't judge you on any of that. You start with a clean slate here. If you need to be somewhere where you could just start fresh, you're in the right place. Amen? We love you. God bless you. God bless you. For God so loved the world, He gave His only Son.